Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Australia is well known for its drinking culture, which can affect how we view alcohol, the amount we drink, and how often. But it also affects children and teenagers. Children are a product of their environment, so seeing family and friends drinking and also having easy access to alcohol matters to them. Alcohol in young people can have serious consequences, so there are good reasons to delay starting to drink. Here on Fitter Happier today to talk to us about this is Julia Stafford, a research fellow with the Alcohol Programs team at Curtin University. Welcome back to Fitter Happier.
Thanks, so good to be here.
It's really nice to have you back. Now let's talk about the new campaign. It's aimed at parents and young people focusing on drinking. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a new Alcohol Think Again campaign. It's a partnership between the Mental Health Commission and Curtin University's Public Health Advocacy Institute. So this campaign features WA young people, teenagers who are speaking to the camera, asking their parents not to provide them with alcohol. So it's quite an innovative approach but really it's trying to promote the National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines about it's safest for young people not to be drinking before 18, so asking parents to delay supplying young people with alcohol.
We were just talking about it before, and I was like, oh, I don't think I've seen it. And then when you mentioned it was coming from the teenager's perspective, it is quite, like, not confronting at all, but it does stop to make you think about, oh, wow, like, the other side of things.
Yeah, it's a really different approach to the messengers being teenagers, genuinely asking their parents to not supply them with alcohol because they care about their bodies and their brains' development. They want to develop into healthy adults, so it's best to delay drinking for young people.
So you did mention the campaign is called I Need You to Say No. Have you had much response in regards to it resonating with adults and the young people?
Yeah, I think it's quite an empowering message. I think we know from our research that 2 out of 3 WA parents are not supplying their teenager with alcohol. So it's actually quite normal now for young people not to be drinking and for parents to be choosing not to provide alcohol to teenagers. So I think it's quite an empowering message. It helps reinforce for parents who already understand that it's risky to provide alcohol and it's risky for young people to be drinking, that it's really reinforcing the decisions that a lot of young people are already making to choose not to drink or not to drink much.
Well, let's talk about the damage that alcohol does have on teenagers. How damaging is it to our young people?
Absolutely. I mean, there's still too many young people who are drinking and many of whom are experiencing some of the negative effects of alcohol. Young people's bodies and brains are still developing. So the research tells us that young people's brains are still developing into the early to mid-20s. So, you know, heavy drinking in those years of development can really cause irreparable damage. So problems in terms of mood, problem-solving skills, it can impact on their school studies. And we know that the more young people drink and the earlier they start drinking, the more likely they are to have problems into adulthood, so to experience problems with alcohol into their later teenage and adult years. So it really has risks for young people immediately. So if they drink a lot, they're at much higher risk of injuries, violence, relationship problems and reputational damage. So, you know, photos that we take now, they stay on the internet. So unfortunately they can really have quite serious consequences for young people. So they can have those problems now, but they can be causing problems later. So if you're impacting your developing brain, that's going to have problems all through your adulthood. Nobody wants that. So it's really about communicating that message that it's best for young people to delay drinking for as long as possible, let their bodies and brains develop, let them get through those really vulnerable years, and for parents not to supply alcohol, not to make it easy for young people to get, because if it's easy to get, they're going to drink it.
That's such a good message, because, I mean, a teenager, they have so many hormones and other things that they're trying to contend with in their lives, and adding on this extra thing that, you know, is not necessary, yeah, certainly does throw a huge big stone in the mix. But what are your messages for parents who are buying and supplying alcohol for young people?
Yeah, I think sometimes parents feel pressure from their children or from other parents to provide alcohol. So it's really important for parents to remember that so many of them are choosing not to provide alcohol so they can stay strong and know that more and more parents are choosing to help delay their young person's alcohol use by not providing alcohol. So it's really quite normal now to say no, and a lot of young people want their parents to say no. You know, there's so much, as you say, there's so much going on for teenagers now. Sometimes they want some help to say no to alcohol, to, you know, help them get through those social situations and all the stuff that's going on with their school and uni, to help them get through that without alcohol. You know, they're getting their driver's license. There's so much going on. When you add alcohol to the mix, you know, it increases the risks hugely. So I think young people want that support to deal with that peer pressure, and parents need that support as well to help them, you know, make these decisions that will keep their children safe.
Not that they would ever say that they want structure or help, but yeah, they do need them. And I mentioned in the intro a little bit about the culture around Australia in regards to drinking. Do you think that there's anything we can do as a community to help kind of stop normalising it?
Yeah, I think there's so much that we can do. You know, the environment that we grow up in, the environment we live in, really does influence our drinking behaviours and our choices around alcohol. So if we live in an environment where alcohol is heavily promoted, where it's cheap and where it's available, you know, all over the place, then it's going to encourage us to drink more. And that's what we find. There's so much research out there showing that the cheaper alcohol is, the more available it is, and the more heavily promoted it is, the more we drink. So, you know, that tells us really clearly what we need to do. We need better controls around the promotion of alcohol. So currently, young people are exposed to alcohol promotion everywhere they look, really. You know, it's all over the billboards, it's all over TV, and even our sporting stars are, you know, walking billboards for beer brands. So we really need to deal with that promotion of alcohol better. We need to deal with how available it is. So partly that's about, you know, parental supply and you know, controlling that supply within the family. But, you know, if there's a booze shop on every street corner, then it's going to it impacts our drinking. And unfortunately, we can still buy some really cheap forms of alcohol. We haven't got the pricing of alcohol right yet. There's things that can be done in WA. There's things that can be done federally to deal with pricing, to make sure that those dirt cheap products aren't as available, because, you know, they're targeting those really heavy drinkers, those vulnerable drinkers. So we need to deal with the cheap booze.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yuck. Ugh. Thanks, my skin crawl. On Fit or Happier right now, we're talking about young people and alcohol with Julia Stafford, a research fellow with the Alcohol Programs team at the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Curtin University. Now, where can we go to get a little bit of advice or help or support with this if there's some parents out there or some young people listening?
Yeah, there is absolutely support available. I reckon my number one pick for for information is the Alcohol Think Again website. So that has all the information about this campaign, I Need You to Say No. It also has resources for parents, for schools, for communities to deal with this issue. And it has all the information about support lines. So there are, you know, phone numbers that you can call to get some help as a parent, or if you're concerned about someone's drinking or you just want some more advice. The Alcohol Think Again website has all the information and the phone numbers to call to get that extra bit of support.
Julia, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today.
Such a pleasure.
And make sure everyone keeps a lookout for the campaigns and, yeah, head on over to the website if you need any more info.